Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeanette Henderson is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She is one of the world's top coaches. She and her husband Roy, by the way, have been teaching people how to put their best foot forward with the way they communicate to people, whether that be in the boardrooms or on the stage or making presentations. She's got some pretty significant folks that they've helped in the past, including, it says right here, General Colin Powell and a guy named President George W. Bush. They are the authors of There's No Such Thing as Public Speaking, How to Make Any Presentation or Speech as Persuasive as a One-on-One Conversation. She's our new friend, Jeanette. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Is it still true that people are not as afraid of spiders and snakes and flying and mother-in-laws as they are of public speaking? Is that still true?
Well, that's what I've heard. In fact, it's gotten worse. It's to the point now where they're more afraid of public speaking than death and marriage.
You know, I have seen this before, and I've seen it where it was even worse than that. I've actually, years ago, when I used to be a sales trainer, Jeanette, part of what I would do would include role playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have, 10 or 15 people in front of me from this organization. It was actually these people were all part of a team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean just the whole company. I mean a team within a company. And,
mm-hmm.
and so they all knew each other. They knew their children's names and all that kind of stuff. And I would have one or two people almost every time that couldn't carry on, literally could not participate in a role play in front of their very close close friends and workers, to the point where I remember one lady who the day it was going to be her turn, she just didn't come to work.
Oh, dear.
that's pretty, and I only say that just to point out how strong this can be.
I understand that. That's one of the things. Actually, it's one of the reasons and one of the philosophies behind the book is because we recognized, as you mentioned, we've done some training of actors as well. Roy, actually, my husband, who does most of the training, he started out as an actor. And when he came to this country, he's from England, he had to start teaching actors. And then we started, an interesting thing happened. We started having business people and lawyers
mm-hmm.
and people that had to communicate, salespeople, showing up at our acting classes, and we couldn't understand that. It was like, I can understand an actor needing to learn these skills, but why would anybody need to learn how to be themselves? And we
mm-hmm.
realized what a huge weight, a huge burden this was for a lot of people, in much the same way that you've just described. They're scared to death, and we couldn't really understand that. And we realized after studying and going through all the books and the seminars and everything else, trying to figure out what this was all about, that it really came from lack of knowledge. People are afraid to do something when they don't know what the result
right,
is going to be.
Right. They aren't able to break it down into its components, are they?
That's exactly right. And let's face it, speaking comes absolutely naturally to us. This is what we do.
human beings, you mean?
As human beings.
Not you and Roy, human
well,
beings.
No, I mean human beings in general. This is what separates us from the rest of the
That's
rest
right.
of the wild kingdom.
We're self-aware and we're able to speak.
Exactly. And so we looked at it and said, why isn't this information out there? And the more we looked at it, the more we realized that there was a lot of the blind leading the blind going on out there. There's a lot of people regurgitating the same old wives' tales.
What's different about your message than all these old wives' tales?
Well, what we've basically done is broken it down to the smallest components,
mm-hmm.
and we've tried to apply them in a logical way and say, look, this is what you have to do here, and here's why. This is what comes next, and this is what comes next. And we've put it in a step-by-step order. Now, we looked at all the books when we were getting ready, when we were studying to when we switched from acting to public speaking in terms of training, we found that we did all this studying. We went to all these different books and seminars and classes and everything, and we found that nobody had ever really broken it down and made it step by step. And most books are either extraordinarily complex textbooks, and you have to take a whole college course in order to get through them. And in the end, you know how to define public speaking, but you may not necessarily be better at it. Or they were basically a lot of, as I say, old wives' tales. The imagine your audience naked and all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
So what we did is we said, look, let's see what happens in reality in a one-on-one conversation. One-on-one conversations are the strongest form of communication that we have. It's the one that we're the most comfortable
most
with.
Most people can pull that off.
Yeah, absolutely. Few people have a problem with that unless it's a really important one-on-one, like a job
mm-hmm.
interview.
Mm-hmm.
But this, once you get comfortable with the idea of, look, this is what happens in a one-on-one conversation, and here's what you need to do when that situation has transferred into a larger venue. You cannot do exactly the same thing, but you can learn techniques about how to make it look like you're doing the same thing.
And one of the things that I want to stop you for a second, Jeanette, is folks, you know, in your small business, the one you have or the one you want to have, I have known some small business owners, Jeanette, who wound up, they manipulated things enough, they were able to do enough that they were able to let other people do their speaking. But for most of us, we don't have that luxury. We don't have that much capital to be able to hire somebody with that capability. And so you might say, well, you know, why do I have to learn how to be a public speaker? I just want to own a business and talk to my customers. Well, the truth is your inability to be a public speaker even for 30 seconds, which could come up some from time to time if you're part of a Rotary Club or a Chamber of Commerce or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. your inability to do that, I want you to recognize that could be holding you back.
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, we have a motto: presentation isn't everything; it's the only thing.
Well, and don't we need to say though, Jeanette? Don't we need to tell people, look, you don't have to become an orator. You don't have to become.
Course.
You don't have to become. You know, the greatest filibuster. You know, of the Senate's ever known. It's not about that. It's about being able to convey your message. And to not look like a deer in the headlights.
Right. It's a simple and effective way of doing it. And it is
right.
extremely important. And when you look around at the people who are the most successful in business, in politics, in pretty much any walk of life, the ones that are the people who can get up and say a few words,
right.
and, as you say, without looking like they're panicking, they win every time.
Stand by, Jeanette. Well said. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and talk some more about your public speaking ability. 20 after, right after these messages, Jeanette Henderson and I will be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Jeanette Henderson. She and her husband, Roy, have written the book, There's No Such Thing as Public Speaking. It's just out now. Congratulations, Jeanette.
Thank you.
Us where it's available and how we can contact you guys.
Well, it should be available in most local bookstores, but I also have a website. Well, I have two. The one that you can, that's the best for the book is called, guess what? There's No Such Thing as PublicSpeaking.com. And you can order it through there. There's a link there that will take you straight to Amazon, or you can go to any one of your online bookstores as well. But if
right.
you come through our website, you know, we get a little extra credit.
And you got, exactly, yeah, you get a little extra spiff there. What's the other site?
PodiumMaster.com.
PodiumMaster.com.
So right, that's the name of our company, PodiumMaster.com.
Mm-hmm. So if someone wanted to contact you about using your services to help them become a better speaker, to do a better job of what their presentations, you'd be able to help them by if they contact you from there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot of things with corporate and business works. We do seminars. We do, as you were mentioning before, Rotary Clubs and Chamber of Commerce. Chambers of Commerce, I should say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of course, big organizations, like you mentioned earlier. We do the Republican National Convention every year.
You've done every one of those since 92, if I'm not mistaken, helping
That's
those,
correct. Yes,
helping those speakers. But now let's break this down into a little smaller common denominator, Jeanette, because You know, I want to make sure that people who are listening right now, Jeanette, who when they say, well, you know what, I don't need to know about this because it'll be a cold day in St. Louis before somebody gets me up on a podium. Well, folks, if you're going to be a small business owner, if you're going to, you know, a lot of people want to be leaders, Jeanette, but not everybody can get someone to follow them.
That's right.
One of the ways to get someone to follow you is to be able to convey a vision, a message that compels others to want to be part of that, to hitch their wagon to your star. And that could be this communication that Jeanette's talking about, folks. Well, doesn't have to be on a podium. It could be just in the interview process. What do you think?
Well, it could be in the interview process. It can be in the sales process. If you're thinking about making a sales, are you always only making it to one person, or are you often making it to a group of people?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you behave differently? I always ask, what's the magic number? If you're talking with one person, then usually most people are fine. But what's the, you know, is it two people? Is it three people? Is it four people? What's the magic number before you go, oh, my gosh, I'm public speaking? There isn't one. That's the key. There isn't one. If you have to stand up and make a presentation, it doesn't matter whether it's before one person or whether it's before 100 person. We teach the techniques of how to be comfortable in doing that every single step of the way. And
well, you know, the
simple
the
arrangement.
The other thing, Jeanette, that I like to point out to folks is that you're an expert in something. Hopefully, you're an expert in the thing that you do. People who are public speakers, who make their living that way, they're experts in their field. And so they assume that nobody in the audience is going to stump them. So they're comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you ought to feel the same way about your own business. And, Jeanette, the other thing that I try to remind small business about today is more and more of us have the ability to do business with bigger companies, large companies, huge companies today.
Absolutely.
And one of the ways, the only way really to get invited back is if they believe that we can come across and communicate how we're going to serve them, how we're going to be their vendor partner.
Absolutely. Well, and when you're dealing with a larger company, bear in mind that they've got a lot of choices in most cases about who they're going to deal with. And the one they're going to deal with is the one who can communicate the most effectively with them.
So, all right, now you've got that small business owner at your knee, Jeanette. What would you tell them to do first? They say, look, I'm just not comfortable talking in front of more than one person. What's the first thing you should do?
Well, remember that every presentation has two components to it, what you say and how you say it. And what you say the two components of any presentation are what you say, which is your content, and how you say it.
That's going to be on the test, folks. Now go ahead.
Which is the way you deliver it. Most people spend most of their time on the content and very little time on their delivery. And that's where part of the fear comes in, because they're not sure how it's going to come across because they haven't practiced it enough or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But another aspect of it is the content. And let me just say this very quickly. Most of the old wives' tales deal with how you begin your presentation. And that's the one of the myths that we try to debunk as much as possible, because there's so many bad pieces of advice out there, like start with a joke. Wrong, don't start with a joke.
Yeah.
That falls flat 90% of the time.
That's so 1970s, right?
Oh, it's terrible. They've been doing that for years, so forget about that. You should never start with asking a question, because if you start with a question, it indicates you didn't do your homework.
Right.
You should know what their needs are before you even start.
You know, talking about the joke thing, somebody once said the best comedians are not people who can tell good jokes. The best comedians are people who can say things funny.
That's right.
They don't say funny things. They say things funny.
Well, there's also another old adage about that we use. It's called, that basically says, dying is easy, comedy is hard.
Yeah.
So unless you're a professional, and even professionals don't get it right, don't even risk it. It's not worth the risk. There's
exactly.
Too many other effective ways of getting people on your side. And that's what the only thing you should be concerned about with. Your opening statement should always be, how do I get everybody in the room together on the same page?
Right.
It's basically making an irrefutable statement of some type. And you can do that. There's several different methods for doing that, like the historical approach. Pick a point in time when everybody was in the same position.
Right.
If you're talking about the beginnings of the company or something
right.
like that.
Look
at Lincoln's speech 47 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things like that. And there's a number. Another one is to address concern. But
Jeanette, I got to wrap it up.
Irrefutable statement.
We got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
I would be happy to.
Well, we'd love to have you back. We've got a lot more. You got a lot more you can teach us, and we're looking forward to that. Thank you for being here today. Good job. Jeanette Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. There's no such thing as public speaking. That's the book. Quick break, 29 after, right back with David Capos. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.